truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 13th day of November, year of our Lord 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. We'll be expanding on this. All of you that have firearms that take detachable magazines, I want to encourage you to get at least 10 magazines for each of those firearms, preferably factory magazines. There can be exceptions if you do get a non-factory magazine. Be sure you do your due diligence, your homework, prior to buying an aftermarket magazine. And that is your prepper tip of the day. Usually Jimmy Gensling will call in Monday mornings. He has not called in yet. When he does, we will bring Jimmy on board, and we'll be discussing firearms as we do most Mondays, which we're going to go ahead and do anyway. It's been a learning experience for me to learn about magazines for firearms. It cost me some money to buy things that were incorrect and wrong. Take my M14, for example, the rifleman's rifle. And it looks like Jimmy has called in. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, sir. I was kind of filling in our engineer there on what's the deal with our phone systems and all. We're working on it. We just can't seem to get the computer to recognize the headset or the microphone.
Uh-huh. Well,
technology, isn't it great?
When it works, it's wonderful. When it doesn't, it's maddening. I don't know if you heard my prepper tip of the day, Jimmy, but my prepper tip of the day is encouraging everybody who owns firearms to take detachable magazines to buy 10 magazines for each of those firearms, mainly factory magazines as opposed to aftermarket. There are some excellent aftermarket magazines out there, but you need to exercise caution, don't you, sir?
Oh, yes. In fact, I'm glad you brought that up. We had an issue with that. I guess about a month ago, customer had a, it was a production AR platform, and for some strange reason, it wouldn't pick up the first round when the bolt was locked back and the mag was inserted and the bolt was released, it would not pick up the first round. And after that, it seemed to function fine. And we tried several different mags, same thing, but they were all from the same manufacturer.
Right.
And got to looking at them, took some of my own mags, and we went through, and I had some stock Colt mags, and then I had some that were aftermarkets that I used, different manufacturers, and we found several of them that ran perfectly, and then started comparing those with the ones that didn't, and everything looked perfect. Putting them side by side and everything else. Took the micrometer.
I was going to say, did you get the micrometer out?
Yep, got the micrometer out and started checking. And the problem of it was that at the top, what I call it the horseshoe, other people call it the lips, that fold over and keep the rounds in the magazine with the slot between them that allows the bolt to pick them up. I noticed on the back of it, and I measured them, the ones that were having problems with the first round, the issue was that the bolt didn't have enough force from, coming from just the retained position to catch that, and it was actually overriding the magazine and missing the round.
Right.
And took a file and just a little 45-degree cut, maybe 16th of an inch wide on the curve at the very back on both of those lips, and cleaned that up a little bit and never had another problem with it. So the reason I'm bringing that up is, say you do not have access to magazines at some time in the future, i.e. buying them new, but you do acquire some, and some will feed, some will not. Easy way to do it, other than having machinist blue to look for impact points, is to take and rub your fingers on chalk and rub it on the magazine. Now, what it's going to do, it's not going to leave a white color, but it's going to put a gray dust smudge on there. And by cycling the bolt several times back and forth, you can see that where it will either contact that, leave a shiny spot or something, and it will tell you where the problem is. Doing that, knowing how to do that, can ensure later on the ability to take mags that don't want to function and make them function. Another problem that we run into on a lot of mags, one particular brand, the Thermomold, is that when they're empty, they fit in the magazine well and drop easily. Now, this is not only AR mags, I'm talking pistol mags as well. They make mags for 1911, Glocks, Smiths, Taurus, everything else. The mags, when they're empty, insert and drop by gravity. When they're filled with ammunition, they insert and are a little snug, but you have to physically remove them when you hit the magazine release because they swell just a bit. And that's another thing to look at, ladies and gentlemen, when you're looking at mags. Fill them with ammunition and put them in, and when you hit the bolt release, it should, or not the bolt release, but the mag release, the magazine should drop free. Now, if it will not do that with a steel mag, factory mag, then what you need to do is look at the inside of the mag well and see where the tight spot is.
Right.
On 1911s, if you have that problem, typically it's going to be in the trigger horseshoe that you're going to need a gunsmith to look at. On Glocks, the problem with those is typically, in the upper end where the retainer is. So if your mags will not drop free empty, then you need to a competent gunsmith or armorer in that case, look at it and figure out what's hanging up, because one of the drills that I'm sure John teaches this and I do is in the AR platform or in the handgun platform, if you have a failure to fire, it's tap rack and try it again. By rack means that you hit the bottom of the magazine, make sure it's in place, rack the slide or the bolt, and then I tell people to do it twice. And then see if it functions. If it doesn't, then you drop the mag totally and rack it twice, put a new mag in, charge it, and then go back to work. If that mag does not drop free, how much time does that add to your mag change, John?
Another, probably between 2 and 3 seconds. I agree with what you're saying, Jimmy. There's another aspect of that, of this, and that's to encourage people, if they do buy magazines, to make sure they test them as opposed to just putting them in storage and thinking they'll be ready for use and they'll be reliable in a future event where they're needed for preserving innocent life and defending property. That's a huge mistake, is to make an assumption that magazines that you've bought will function without testing them first, isn't it?
Exactly. And the thing is, this goes with the same manufacturer. You have, let's say Magpul. Magpul is probably the largest manufacturer, and I may be wrong on that. It's just my experience and what I sell. Magpul may be the largest manufacturer in aftermarket magazines, and they've got an excellent quality control program, but that does not mean to say that one's going to slip through somewhere. And by the way, that was my dog Theodore saying good morning to everyone.
Uh-huh. Good morning.
So, everybody says good morning, Theodore. But whenever you order magazines or that you go down to your local gun shop, and I recommend patronizing them first, especially if you've got a good gun shop. Now, if they're a fly-by-night group that really don't know anything, shop around more. If you can't find anything that way, contact us, and we'll see if we can help you. More than once, I've had customers order magazines from me, and I ship them to them, and Teresa always puts a note in there. Take these out of the package, put them in your firearm, make sure that they fit, make sure that they drop free, then load them with ammo, and make sure that they fit and they drop free, and then take them to the range and use them and make sure they're going to function. If they don't function, put a piece of tape on them, what's wrong, put them in a bag, send them back to us, and we'll replace them. And you have to be able to do that. We've had customers that have spent $500-$600 just on a magazine purchase, and out of that, maybe 7 or 8 of them don't, and well, I know one, for a fact, one time half of the order did not function well in the person's gun. They were all the same brand, and from best I could tell, the same lot. But about half of them would either stick or would not feed properly, and they marked each one of them, sent them back. We filled the order and sent it back to them, and we checked them here, well, except for the Glock ones. None of us have a Glock here. But just took their word for it, and I contacted the manufacturer, explained the problem, and it's amazing. The manufacturers don't quabble. I packed them up, sent them back, and got replacements. So John's very, very true on that, ladies and gentlemen. I recommend a very absolute minimum 10 magazines for any handgun, any rifle that you have that has a magazine on it, and that includes the bolt action. Savage and Remington, there's a model out now of the 700, John, that I saw at one of the gun shows, instead of having the four-round through-the-bolt internal magazine, it actually had a detached magazine.
Yeah. It's from the factory. It's from Remington.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's, I'd heard of it. It's the first one that I'd ever seen, though. So, ladies and gentlemen, extra mags. And 22 mags are notorious for failure to feed or for being tight in the action. On 10-22s, which is the most popular of all semi-automatic 22s out there, stay with the Ruger mags. The aftermarket 20-round, 30-round, 50-round mags, they're great, but I have never seen one that will reliably feed without some hiccup somewhere in time.
Right.
Just stick with the factory 10-22 mags, and you'll never have a problem in the world.
So, yeah, and 10-22 now comes in a pistol version also. It's a big pistol, but... Yeah,
it's like, oh my goodness, now what are they going to do? First they had to, of course, the regular 10-22, then the 10-22 takedown, and now this. So, my goodness, what are they doing to our favorite, John?
Well, I'd like to see them re-engineer the 22 Magnum version and put it back in production with all the defects worked out of it.
You and me both. You and me both.
I told a very good friend 20 years ago, or that if Ruger ever made that 10-22 and 22 mag, that they would, that would be the ideal rimfire. And of course they did, and of course they screwed it up. So
actually, I think what they need to do is go talk to Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec's always been good about helping other manufacturers. If they could swallow their pride and go talk to Kel-Tec and show them the original blueprints and everything and have their engineers look at it, because you have to admit, someone that can make a the PMR 30 and somehow create the perfect semi-automatic 22 Magnum pistol that reliably over and over and over again functions, they found the secret somewhere.
They did.
I've got three friends that have those, and I've had the joy of shooting them, and that is probably, in my opinion, the most practical survival handgun that anyone could carry.
It's a dandy. I haven't had a chance to shoot one yet myself, but I look forward to it. Well, Jimmy, if we have listeners that might be needing magazines, and of course you're in the business with Desert Eagle Shooters, DesertEagleShooters.com, and if they have questions about magazines or want to order some, is that something you can help them with?
Oh, yes, sir. They can email us at jimi@hdc-nm.com. They can visit the website and use the contact form there. I've been having a big spam problem with that lately, and going to discuss with Tim possibly disabling that for about a week or 10 days and see if that'll kill the spam problem and then put it back in operation.
Right.
But that, or even the phone number, if they want to call me or text me, the number's 575-513-2842, and... like I've always told folks, if we can't find it and I don't have an answer, I will find you an answer or find you the person to talk to. I don't know everything, and I'm the first to tell you that. Actually, my wife is the first to tell you that.
Uh-huh, I bet.
She does it in a she does it in a loving manner. So if I can't have the answer, then what I'll do is I'll find someone that does. And practically everything out there, ladies and gentlemen, has an aftermarket magazine for it. Some work, some don't.
Hold that thought. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news?
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient, and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at The Liberty Man. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 13th of November, visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That's deserteagleshooters.com. One-stop shopping to get what you need for your firearms, accessories, and parts, and advice. Right, Jimmy?
Well, we try to. There have been a few things occasionally that we can't locate, but the search is always ongoing. We never give up. Talking about magazines and everything, John, one thing that I don't think a lot of people think about, and it's really quite simple. Magazines can be disassembled and cleaned, because you have to think about it. They have to put them together somehow, ladies and gentlemen. And 90% of them, I would say maybe 95%, if you look on the bottom of your magazine, there's going to be a little button or hole, something in the center on the bottom of the magazine, that you depress that, and the bottom slide, the base of the magazine, will slide off. Typically, they slide forward. That's not always the case, but the base will slide off about halfway over. Cover the bottom of the magazine with your hand in a cup fashion. Remove that because the spring's going to pop out. And you'll keep the base of the spring and that is normally pressed against it on some mags. Take the spring out. The follower will come out and wipe all of that down. And take your, what I find works great is a shotgun mop. There's a particular cleaning tool that you can buy, ladies and gentlemen, for all calibers of shotguns. And 410 works the best on the 1911 and single-stack mags. And 12-gauge works excellent on everything else. But you put this on your cleaning rod and simply run it back and forth inside the magazine dry. Now, that's important to have two of these. One that when you buy it and take it out of the package, take your Sharpie and mark on the mop a D, and that's for the dry one. The other one, you're going to coat it lightly and wring it out with your favorite lubricating oil. When you do that, make sure you put the one that you put in oil in a baggie so that it won't attract dust and crap and everything else around the shop or in your gun bag. And you take that dry mop and you run it all through the inside of your magazine, get all the crud and everything out, and then take the one with oil and just one pass up the, go when you're going in, go along the front of the magazine. You get to the top end of it, push it to the back, and pull it back through. What you want is a very light coat of oil on the inside of that. It does two things. One, it prevents the follower from binding, or at least helps eliminate it. And two, it quiets the spring down. If you're doing rapid fire on a semi-automatic rifle or a handgun, every now and then you'll get a twang in your, that you'll hear, especially on the AR. If your head's right against the stock where that buffer tube is, and you'll hear that spring kind of twanging inside there. If there's a light coat of oil on there, it'll help quieten it down. But if you maintain your mags like that, ladies and gentlemen, oh, just once a year, go through them, check them, and look at the springs when you take them out. If the springs are compressed and not at least a magazine and a quarter longer than the mag, you can always give them a little tug and stretch them out that far. Don't pull them to where they're three times the size of the magazine. That doesn't work.
Hold that thought, Jimmy. Hold that thought. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 13th of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Yes, we have a new images of another movie. If you have been listening for a couple of days, images of North America with new coastlines. The 1957 film titled The 27th Day. In addition, one of our listeners found another image from a previously posted television show, Investigation Discovery series on the Unabomber. Another image that's a little bit bigger and has more clarity to it. A very nice full-color image of North America. It's a Navy map. It is the Navy map. If you find another image of a continent with new coastlines in a movie or a TV show, magazine, get that screenshot to me. As a thank you, you get your choice of any of my five DVDs. That's our That's what we're doing. We need to be focused on NCIS. We have not yet got a crystal clear, sharp image of that map yet. I know there has to be one out there, maybe more. I'm thinking earlier in the season, earlier in the series, is when one might be found. So let's move forward with that project. It's a fun project. Also, my website, of course, are Energy Cleaners. I spoke to Diane Zerger the other day. She hasn't been on with us now for a couple of years. And I've been coaching her on something she's been dealing with. And I believe we're going to have her for 3 or 4 minutes this coming Thursday. Diane has bought more than a dozen energy cleaners. She's a bright woman. She had a retired from the Air Force and now is in her second career, is about to retire from her second career. Very bright, resourceful woman. And the point I'm trying to make is, why would she buy the second one, let alone a dozen of these, if the first one didn't work? Pain, mitigation. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, it will help. Not getting a great night's sleep, it will help. You can get the details at my website, only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. I'm shipping a large order to Clifford in the Marshall Islands, a very large order. He cleaned me out of inventory. I'm placing new orders today to get restocked here by the end of the week. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at my website, thelibertyman.com. It's where my address is. Toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. And if you got a question or comment, give us a call. Your call number here at Republic Broadcasting is 800-313-9443. Jimmy, I've always been impressed by men or women who have a large number of magazines. It's just something that really impresses me because so few men and women do that, don't they?
Oh, yeah. They'll keep enough just to go to the range and have some fun. And they don't take into account, in my opinion, that magazines do wear out and that over time they're going to get dented. You want to slow down a magazine's feed rate, let it get dented.
Right, right.
That is, and they're all...
Well, Jimmy, it was 40 years ago this year that I got involved with combat pistol competition. And my firearm of choice was my Browning High Power. So I'm out there on the range, at these competitions once a month. And I learned very quickly that magazines are damaged. And this is 40 years ago, guys started taking sheets of rubber and cutting off a pad and gluing it to the bottom of their magazines to help protect them. Because when you do magazine changes on the range, that magazine drops and it's going to hit whatever it hits. Dirt, rock, concrete, and they will get dented and they will get damaged. So I've known this for a very long time, and that's one of the things about being involved in competition. You learn things that we'd never learn otherwise, don't you, Jimmy?
Exactly. And the most common damage that happens to magazines, ladies and gentlemen, especially when you're doing rapid fire, and you're doing either kneeling or transitions or moving target or whatever, is they get stepped on. And first time it may not hurt it so bad, but you do that 2 or 3 times and you're going to notice that you're going to start having feed problems.
Well, and it depends on who's doing the stepping also. If it's a 100-pound woman or a 300-pound man, and whether it's on soft earth or a rock. There's a lot of variables there, but you're absolutely right. Being stepped on is going to damage that magazine.
Yep, and then, of course, going back to the cleaning deal, you're dropping that mag, it's hitting the dirt. And so it's just a little detail stuff, ladies and gentlemen, on maintaining your mags and keeping them functioning. One point that I didn't mention a while ago on the Magnus assemblies and everything, the most notorious magazines for getting dirty is going to be your 22 rifle magazines and your 22 pistol magazines. 22 ammunition is inherently dirty. It's just the nature of the beast. And the 10-22 mags that we were discussing earlier do disassemble. And if you do an internet search, there's some instructions on how to disassemble, clean, and reassemble Ruger 10-22 mags. If you can't find it, or some of our listeners, I know for a fact because of the... I actually love getting postal mail, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you. They will write me a letter, John, and ask a question, and we correspond back and forth via Pony Express.
And, well, I don't have internet access, Jimmy, and they listen on their smartphones or on the telephone itself, and they don't have internet access. I have neighbors close by here that have no intention.
I can get them the information that they need. That brings up another good point, John. We'll just kind of segue into this a little bit. Notebooks. Ladies and gentlemen, John has talked about notebooks forever, about your preps, your equipment, your guns, everything. Every gun that I own, I've got a data book that goes with it, which is all the performance and technical information about it, and what rounds and data cards and data sheets for distance and things like that. They're pretty intense sometimes. But the one most important thing that's inside of the page of every single one of them is a little... And what I've done is put it on a copier and reduced it in size so that they're 3x5 index card size. And I've got breakdown information and diagrams of the weapon, of each component of the weapon, say the lower parts on an AR or the magazine or the Taurus PT-92, stripping it down and things. All those are in there. And even though I can do it, the person, let's say my wife, Teresa, she's out and I'm on the road to VA appointments or something like that, and she's doing some practice and there's a malfunction, rather than set the gun on the desk and let me come home and worry about the malfunction later, she knows that she can go to the book on that gun, open the cover of it, and right inside the very first thing, it's either going to be in a little plastic pocket or in the pocket in the cover, is going to be the diagrams and the teardown. And my little bride will sit there and study it long enough and maybe call me and ask a question, but I have no qualms in the world about her field stripping a weapon, clearing the problem, and putting it back together. If you do that, and your family members or your team knows where that is, and you all work together and have a system that is duplicated in everyone's profile, then you know where that information card is. And that will save hassle and headaches and possibly even a life sometime in the future, that you have a weapon go down for a simple malfunction, and the owner is not there, but his information card is. And in, you know, there are certain handguns out there that have quirks to how you tear them down. I'm not exactly sure about it, John. You may have had some more contact on some of these than others, but someone was telling me that on one of the new Glocks, when you go to field strip it and everything, you remove the mag like all of us are taught to do, and you do a couple of things, and you get ready to take the slide off, but in order for the slide to come off, you have to reinsert the magazine so that it evidently triggers some release or something that allows the slide to come off. So
no, I'm not aware of that. I'm not a big fan of Glocks. And
neither am I.
I've shot a couple of them, and just made me even less enthusiastic about them. Glocks have caused some issues with police departments. The Glock salesman, when they approach the chief of police and the board of police commissioners, they have this spiel that they do, which has been quite successful, I have to admit. These Glocks are so simple and so safe, gentlemen, talking to the board of police commissioners, that you can save money by not spending as much time training men, because the Glock is so simple and safe, you don't need to spend as much time training and save money in that manner. And that's what they do. They buy the Glocks, and they cut back on the training that the men and women receive, leading to, frequently, some very bad consequences, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. And police departments and those that are not shooters in any form are the biggest hazard to our law enforcement altogether. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but it is mandatory in New York City that all of their handguns have to have a minimum trigger pull poundage. That's the operative word, minimum trigger pull poundage of 12 pounds.
Right, right. Well, that's when you put lawyers in charge of things that should be put in charge of by the shooters, the experienced combat shooters. Now, if you don't know what Jimmy and I are talking about, when you put a 12-pound trigger on a pistol, you cannot possibly get accuracy that I'm used to getting. It's just simply, and I'm a very experienced shooter. I'm not a international, a world-class competitor by any means, but I have a lot of experience shooting a lot of different firearms, and it's a massive mistake. That kind of rule is designed to put the lives of the perpetrator and the criminals ahead of the lives of the innocents that the police are trying to save, and ahead of the lives of the police themselves. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. That's exactly what they're doing, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And a good example of that, ladies and gentlemen, if you Google the New York bank robbery, I think it was about 5 or 6 years ago, silent alarm went off, police arrived. It was a corner bank. One of those ones where typically the doors actually open out to the exact corner of the intersection.
Right.
And as the police arrived and were getting out of their vehicles, the robbers came out and started shooting at the cops, and the cops expended somewhere in the neighborhood of 72 rounds. The bank robbers expended like 40. Both bank robbers got away. One was had minor injuries, but there were 9 pedestrians that were shot by the cops, or innocents, I should say, that were hit by the police gunfire. And
does
it all came down to that 12-pound trigger. The investigation pointed out that that was the reason, that was the cause, and of the guys, bad guys getting away and the innocents being hit.
Well, it's not going to change anything. There was a young man, I trained him to do investigative work. Oh, this is back in the mid-'80s, and he moved on with his career to become a uniformed officer for the Veterans Administration Hospital in St. Louis, and he's issued one of these pistols with a 12-pound trigger on it, which we talked about it, and there, he has no choice. He has to use that pistol with that 12-pound trigger, and it's such a shame. It's such a shame to have men making decisions based on ignorance, based on fear, based on liability, and in my opinion, they're creating more liability than they're solving. What do you think?
Exactly. Exactly. And it's all, like you said, it's lawyers getting involved in things that they, A, know nothing about, and B, they know nothing about. That's just right. The most simple way to put it.
Well, that's very true. Now, an untrained individual that is not properly trained and properly disciplined with a pistol with a 2-pound trigger or a 3 or 4-pound trigger might make a mistake that wouldn't be made by a more experienced person with more training. And so they're going the wrong direction. The way to cure it is not by increasing the trigger poundage. You know, the way to cure this is to have better trained, more skilled police officers.
Yep. And, well, in my opinion, again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very opinionated this morning. The majority of incidents, law enforcement or otherwise, that happen with a handgun is because people forget rule number 3 of the 4 safety rules. Do not put your finger on the trigger until your sights are on the target. People have an inherent habit, I guess would be the way to do it, of when they draw, to immediately put their finger into the trigger guard and near the trigger, maybe not on it, but inside.
Hold that thought, and Jimmy. Hold that thought. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Oh, All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 13th of November, visiting with Jimmy Gensling. His website is DesertEagleShooters.com. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right, sir. Kind of running the gamut this morning on it, which is great. If anybody's got any questions, they can always call us. Phone number is 1-800-313-9443. But also, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a handgun or a rifle that does have a trigger that is giving you problems or maybe is stiff or something else, please, unless you are very, very familiar with your handgun and doing trigger work and the geometry that's involved in working on triggers, please don't do it. Take it to your gun shop, your gunsmith, find an armorer. And the reason I'm bringing up armorers now, John, is Glock and SIG are both training certain dealers and everything in the armorer portion of their handguns. So some stores are authorized armorers for the company, and that does mean that they've gone to training for that company. If they're advertising it and you want to check them out, ask to see their certificates. If they don't show you the certificates, don't trust that they're an armorer, because they will have those at the store, and they'll be very proud of them.
They will. They will. The men I know who have those certificates, they have them framed on their wall of their shop, very prominently displayed.
Yes, sir. But if you do have trigger problems, take it to them. Please don't do it yourself. I have a nice scar and the remains of a hole in my right foot on the outside because an individual wanted to do some of his own trigger work but didn't inform me. He said he was having problems with the handgun and didn't inform me that he'd done trigger work before I handled it. So enough said on that subject. Ladies and gentlemen, safety is of the utmost importance. When you're practicing your draw, when you're on the range and you're training, get into the habit, and this is one that should be muscle memory number one. When you have the handgun or the rifle in your hands at any time, your finger is not inside that trigger guard, is nowhere near that trigger until your sights are on the target and you know what you want to shoot at. That will eliminate 99.5% of the unintended discharges, accidental shootings, and everything else. That's number three on the list of the safety rules. And we stand by those rules 100% here at Desert Eagle when we're on the range.
Absolutely, and I support that as well. Absolutely.
So, again, this morning, first hour, we talked about magazines and triggers and stuff. On the magazines, John, I've had two of our listeners contact me about to order magazines because they had problems with firearm
speed. Hold that thought. We got a top of the hour break, Jimmy. We'll
be right back. Top of the hour.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle